Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. Welcome to this week's podcast. How are you? So today's going to be, in a moment, all about bad posture, back pain, and how that links together and happiness. And I'm going to be sharing the 3 main bad posture types and then 3 tips to help you improve your posture and why on earth you'd bother in the first place. And what else? I thought I'd just share a little update. I was actually supposed to be having a special guest on today, but they had to cancel. So I thought I'll just stick to the schedule, record a podcast for you, make sure one goes out for you regularly. And they obviously, you'll get to hear them another time. So what have I been up to since I last saw you? Well, I think I've already told you my son went off to university. It's going really well, psychology and neuroscience. So he's really enjoying it, made friends and everything, and going to the gym and enjoying where he is. So that's really wonderful and heartwarming. I think maybe the last time I chatted to you about it, I was bawling my eyes out, crying afterwards, and a big roller coaster emotionally initially, and then just gradually settled into the new way of life. But we're very close, so we're in touch and chat regularly and message every day. So that's really nice. I mean, when I was at university doing my sports science degree, you didn't even have mobile phones. So it's very, very different these days, very different. So as usual, I've been enjoying going to cafes, but my favourite cafe, probably, I do like cafes very much, but my favourite thing is to actually have nature as the cafe. So I make sure, Julia Cameron is a great author, and she has this book called The Artist's Way, which I really like. And I like the workbook and journaling, and I love teaching journaling, but I love doing it for myself. And I like to sit there to journal with a nice flask of tea in nature, and with the trees and the green and the flowers, and just have some nice time out. My family came to stay recently, which was really nice. Had lots of time at the sea together, which was really lovely. And yeah, I might have said before, I've upped the gratitude practice since my son's gone to university. I knew that was a really important thing to do, to start doing a lot more gratitude journaling. And it's been a real joy this week, actually, in my teaching, both stress to calm, stress management, and mindfulness Pilates teaching, teaching everybody gratitude journaling this week, actually. So let's head into good posture, bad posture. So there are 3 main bad posture types. There are many others as well, kind of thing, because there's lots of variations, also depending on different back conditions and things. So the first one to talk about is, it's the sort of slumped banana posture, where the traditional word for it is kyphosis, where you slump forwards. There's a lot of problems with this. It's quite compressing on the discs in the spine. You know, it makes your back weaker and weaker. It actually makes us unhappier as well. And it makes like the chest and shoulder muscles very tight. It does put pressure on the head and the neck, because it increases the weight of the head the more your head goes forwards. Do talk about that in more depth on the episode with chiropractor Rob Spratley on helping you with headaches. You can always tune into that one as well. So basically, you want to be sitting or standing tall with the natural curve of your spine. So maybe I'll just go on to the tips in a minute. So that's number one bad posture. Do you catch yourself doing that? Let me know. Okay, number 2 bad posture. Now, I had somebody turning up with this. A new client came to my Pilates tailored toolbox on Monday. And it's a kind of like a gymnastic type posture where you really, the back is very, very arched. the back is really overworking. Now, this particular person turned up and they were using words like my sciatica, I have a bad back, it's flared up, oh, I've seen the doctor, I went to the physiotherapist and I did the physiotherapy exercises, and then I stopped doing them, and then the back pain came back, and then my sciatica again. It's like this vicious cycle going on. But it was quite amazing what happened in just 1 hour lesson with me and with the Pilates toolbox. I do this in one-to-one programs as well. What she discovered was, if you stand up right now, stop what you're doing and stand up for a second. If you lock your knees out, what happens to your low back is it arches and it puts more pressure onto the low back and it makes your stomach muscles under work as well. So if you have a slight bend in your knees, oh, this is the tip. I can't help myself. You see, I can't help myself. Oh, I'll just carry on like I'm just talking naturally to you. So if you have a slight tip, so the tip on this one is bend your knees slightly and just gently scoop your tummy muscles in just a little bit. And that just give you a little bit more back support. What happened with this new client? They're starting regular mixed ability classes on Zoom on Monday. By the end of the session, we'd managed to unlock her knees, wake up the abdominals, and her back by the end of the session, with everything that she did, from the breathing to the gentle back stretching, the sciatica friendly stretching, the back strengthening, and stretching tight muscles in the chest and shoulders, and core stability strengthening. She was her back, I've never seen it before actually, but her back had actually gone into good alignment by the end. She felt much, so much better that actually her back pain had reduced by 66% by the end of it. Of course, no, she hasn't broken that vicious cycle yet because she hasn't been working with me long enough, but I've got great hope for her. I think she's got great hope for herself as well, realizing that she can do something about it. So that's posture type two. And I had another client with kind of posture type one, which is the banana kyphotic posture. Her name's Trina. I can talk about her because she's been a guest on the podcast talking about back pain and sciatica. And you can go and listen to her story if you like. I've actually been teaching her over 25 years. But you know, she'd actually seen a consultant and had an MRI scan, and she wasn't able to do all the things she loved. And she's an accountant, so she needs to be able to sit for longer periods of time, of course, take regular breaks. But it was a, you know, it affects your quality of life and the things you love and the things you can do. But she can now do her gardening, doggy training. She has a dog, obviously loves walking her dog. But she can go to the, you know, the dog agility training and things like that as well, which was aggravating her before as well. And she can go swimming. So she's very happy about that. And she's pain-free now, as long as she keeps it up. And so she does keep it up. She keeps it up. She did do one-to-one program for quite a while. But she keeps it up now and does two classes a week with me on Zoom. So that's just amazing. Right. The third problematical posture type we're going to talk about is sway back posture. A really good example of how you can turn sway back posture around over time or massively improve it. You know, it's not a guarantee of 100% transformation like this client the other day. She was like a little piece of plaster seeing that you could like mold into position. I just taught her what to do. And verbally correct her position and everything. And then, but she did it. But Alan was on the podcast talking about this. He actually had a tear in his discs, in his lumbar spine. But he talks about that story. So the bad posture three, here we go. Number three is sway back. So what often happens is if I'm standing here, the knees lock out, which arches the back. But the back then leans backwards and the shoulders hunch forwards and the head pokes forwards. Now, I have actually seen, oh, I don't know if I should name this person, but I actually love her. This particular television presenter has sway back posture. I'm wondering if she's got back pain, Claudia Winkleman, actually. And I mean, she looks fantastic. Her hair is the glossiest hair I've ever seen in my life. And she's such a lovely person, but she is standing with this sway back posture. So I do wonder if she has any back problems because often it is a part of what's going on with somebody. But it causes a lot of muscle imbalances, structural changes in the spine, and can cause back pain. Can you relate to any of these things? I mean, some people literally might a new mum, for example, you might have had good posture in pregnancy, but then you have a baby, for example, and then often people will lean back when they're carrying a little one, and things like that. So there can be lots of different reasons for ending up in these posture types. I mean, for example, with posture type one, the rounded banana posture, that can be because of being tall, or that can be because of being very shy, or it can be because of having a big chest that you want to make yourself smaller. These can be some reasons that, or it can just be bad habits, or it can be technology that, you know, we're on an iPhone so much, slumping down on it rather than sitting tall and still being on it and then taking regular breaks and stretching. So what happened with Alan with the sway, the third posture type, sway back posture, we just gradually worked on correcting it and being aware, using, when I teach on Zoom, the client can see themselves like they've got a mirror there. So they get feedback of what they're doing and where they are and where the weight distribution on their feet are and all these things. Posture is just a basic, basic thing of Pilates. And then you've got to do all the work around it. It isn't just enough to do the breathing, the core stability, the stretching, the back strengthening. You've also got to spot where muscle imbalances are, where strength imbalances are, or balance imbalances are with standing work, or where the flexibility imbalances are, because often that will be very obvious, especially if there've been nerve type symptoms going on, or maybe spinal stenosis or prolapse discs and that sort of thing, which I have personal understanding of, as well as teaching it over 26 years. So they're the posture types, and I didn't think I was going to babble on quite so long on that. And then what else to share about this? So what to do about it? What's your language? So this brand new client that's just starting, I'll be encouraging her not to say my sciatica anymore. Yes, you say it more in the past tense, and then you want to work on, you know, my back muscles are getting stronger and everything. So the three tips I'll share with you today. Let's go for tip one. Okay, so tip one, don't lock your knees. I have mentioned it already, but don't, when you're standing, don't lock your knees. In fact, don't lock any joints. The same with elbows as well. You don't want to lock them. Obviously, tip two, do some Pilates. Learn with a qualified teacher. Of course, you know, you can work with me wherever you are in the world. So if you're inspired to, you're welcome. And I always make sure when you learn Pilates with me that you either start with the Pilates tailored toolbox or a one-to-one program before going into class, so that you know what you're doing, basically, and we start right from the beginning. So yeah, do some Pilates and move regularly in the day, you know, take regular walks, even if it's a very short, you know, even if it's a tiny walk around your office, get up regularly, move around and do some Pilates every day is really, really good as well. And tip three, obviously, is don't sit and stand like a banana. Just aim to sit as tall and comfortably as possible. And that it can be really, really helpful as well, sitting or standing with the natural curve of your spine. So they're the three tips today. And there's three of the posture types. There are more, you know, going on than that. Like, I think the best testimonial I ever had was I taught my leisure center manager, and he was actually booked in for a discectomy back operation with the NHS. And I mean, seriously, it's probably one of the worst posture I've ever seen in my life when he turned up. It's like he was slumped like a banana forwards, but then he's really like twisted to the side. But gradually over the course of those couple of months of one-to-one program, he sort of gradually naturally straightened up, and the operation had to be cancelled, so saved the NHS an operation, which is obviously really good. But on, yeah, there are different, you know, there can be scoliosis and curvature of the spine, Obviously, things like osteoporosis can end up with being very, very hunched. But in actual fact, we can, you know, work on our bodies. You know, you can work on yours to, you know, have as good posture as possible. And that, and Pilates is something that can really support that as well. So there we go. There we go. So affirmation of the week today is, and then we'll go into a little breathe and relax. So affirmation of the week is thank you. Think of something you are grateful and happy about today. What are you grateful for today? Now, there's so many benefits to having a gratitude practice. I get very excited about this. I've been teaching this all week. So some of the benefits, there is science behind it. It can help you feel happier. So it obviously really helps, can help with your mental health. But did you know it can lower your blood pressure? It can, and it can improve sleep. A lot of people that have been turning up to my new Stress to Calm classes this week, they are not all sleeping, you know, not everyone's sleeping very well, or they're sleeping and then they're waking up in the night, or waking up several times a night, or just not getting enough sleep overall. So something that you can find by either doing mindfulness Pilates with the Stress to Calm tools, or the Stress to Calm on its own. I do that as one-to-one programs as well on Zoom. As well as the new lunchtime class, that you can help improve this, combining things like the gratitude journaling, learning breathing techniques, stress to calm tools. It can help you ease pain. Did you know that? And even rewire your brain. So, and of course, reducing stress. There's a psychology professor called Fuchsia Tsiriwa. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Done a lot of research in this area. So really hope you enjoy the 1 minute breathe and relax next. Enjoy. Welcome to your number 5 breathing exercise. And you're just gonna sit, stand or lie down and close your eyes. And you're going to breathe in for a count of 1 and out for a count of 2, relax. And then in for 1 and out for a count of 3, relax. Breathe into your tummy and relax. In for 1 and out for 4, relax. Let your breathing slow down. And on the final one, you're going to breathe in for 1 and out for up to 5, relax. And well done. And you can take this minute and 60 seconds of de-stress breathing anytime you like, sending you lots of love. So welcome back after the breathing. How do you feel? Make sure you always breathe really gently. You don't want to be going dizzy or lightheaded or anything like that. That means you've overbreathed. But it's really calming on your nervous system to exhale longer than you inhale. And it's a really good reset. So tips on this, you can do this at your desk with your eyes closed. You can do this cozy in bed in the morning first thing, or at night before you go to sleep. You can do this in the bathroom, standing, close the door, standing, just close your eyes and just either breathe in and out, or you can do that particular version of the number 5 breathing exercise. So hope you found today's podcast useful. Somebody else said they were listening to my podcast today and it's like, oh, thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in. But if you do tune in, please rate and review and tag me on social media. That would be amazing. Or if you find it helpful, please let me know. It'd be really amazing to hear that. And I'm excited that I now have the Wednesday lunchtime 1 o'clock class for you on Zoom for the Stress to Calm classes. So look forward to seeing more and more of you there as well. Got 7 classes a week on Zoom now for Pilates, which is fantastic. Of course, you know, if you're going through more overwhelm, higher anxiety, more panic attacks, feeling low, that sort of thing, you might want more one-to-one support with the Stress to Calm one-to-one programs. Equally, you can add that support into the one-to-one mindfulness Pilates programs as well, which are more in-depth and longer. But yeah, thanks so much for tuning in today, and Have a beautiful rest of day. We'll have a special guest on next time. But in the meantime, look after you. Take some time for you every day, for your mental health, your well-being, for your body, and for your happiness. And sending you lots of love. And thanks for tuning in again. Bye.
So thank you so much for listening to the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation to reduce back pain to feel good in the 3-minute morning routine on my website. And you can book your Pilates tailored toolbox, one-to-one program, of course, the Mindfulness Pilates classes on Zoom, and also stress calm workshops and programs on my website. Or just get in touch at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.